ABC Radio Australia.
The Miss Samoa pageant is making its comeback after a three-year hiatus due to COVID. The pageant is held during the Tuila Festival in September and aims to shine a light on some talented Samoan women from across the globe. ABC's Rebecca Chin spoke about the comeback of the contest to Fonui Fafu McFarland Seumanu, the reigning Miss Samoa, Miss Pacific Islands, and Miss Samoa New Zealand.
That's exciting. I'm very excited that it's back in full swing and that we'll be having it in Samoa in September. We've, you know, got this platform up and running again for our Samoan women living across the world. It's not only limited to women living in Samoa. It's obviously open out to our sisters in Australia, New Zealand. We've got girls coming over from Hawaii, I believe, and some from America. So that's really exciting.
Yeah, I can imagine it would be, especially after so long of it not going ahead. Would you be able to just run me through the process of how the contest works?
Yeah, so from my experience, I had to compete in the local pageant that we have here in New Zealand. So the Miss Samoa New Zealand is the title. And the girl that wins, which in my experience is me, would be selected to go to Samoa later in the year in September and represent the Samoan community living in New Zealand at Samoa. So in my year, there were, I think, about 9 or 10 of us that had flown in from different countries. We had 4 girls come from Australia. We had 1 local, so 1 girl from Samoa, and then of course myself. In total, there were 10 of us vying for the Miss Samoa crown. And so the woman that wins that pageant then goes on to compete for the Miss Pacific. So she becomes the title holder of the Miss Samoa title, and she would then go on to represent Samoa at the Miss Pacific Island pageant, where she'd be competing against the likes of Miss Tahiti, Miss Fiji, Miss Cook Island, Miss Tonga, Miss Papua New Guinea, and so on.
Is the Miss Pacific pageant making a comeback this year, do you think?
It's yet to be confirmed. There are definitely talks of it. Obviously, with COVID, it's affected a lot of the plans that the committee have had. I think right now, each country is more focused on getting their pageant up and running first. So I know for sure Miss American Samoa have had theirs. Miss Samoa will be having theirs. But we're not too sure about the other Pacific neighbouring countries at this moment. I think once they've had their pageants, then they'll be able to put together a Miss Pacific Island where they'll all be coming together to vie for that one crown.
What are you most looking forward to with the pageant coming back?
Honestly, the opportunity that it offers to the girls. Like, I know for myself, so many doors of opportunity had opened to me once I became Miss Samoa New Zealand even. And that kind of broadened out my experience, my learnings, and just the growth in general. So I'm really looking forward to see how the next winner will take over and see the growth that she will go through as well and learnings that we can share.
That was Fonui Fafu McFarland Siumanu talking there to our reporter, Rebecca Chin.